Welcome to the best 5-minute podcast with Forest Kelly.
We continue our collaboration with Emmy Award-winning journalist David Page. That's what we do in the podcast world. We help each other out. And David's got a brand new podcast called Culinary Characters Unlocked.
The best 5-minute podcast.
I'm a coward. I don't have an ounce of bravery in me. And yet, if you look at my resume, you'd say, oh, you've been in some dicey places. They never seemed dicey. The fact of the matter is, that stuff was fun. I hate to say it, and I hate to minimize the tragedy in any way, and I don't mean to do that, and I'm not. But the fact of the matter was, in my day, covering stuff like that was fun.
Bringing all of that to Culinary Characters Unlocked, the episodes.
Well, I will say, I am using the same editorial standards that I've always used when I was reporting overseas, when I was doing investigative work. It better be true. And it better be provable. There's something sadly missing in America today, which is a commitment to the truth. I'm going to tell the truth.
Yeah.
That's all.
So tell us the truth. Are the episodes pretty good?
I'm very proud of them. They're damn fine. These are entertaining, informative, provoking interviews that I think improve your day. I mean, the bottom line is it's a bunch of personality. And each episode, you know, look at the thumbnails. They'll tell you. Chef Amy Mertens grew up all over the world as a military brat, went to the CIA, Culinary Institute of America, not the spy agency, ended up as a sous chef at the legendary Commander's Palace in New Orleans, and is now running her own kitchen in that town where she's redefining traditional New Orleans cuisine. That's all you need to know. She's entertaining. She's terrific. You know, give her a listen right now. The latest episode is Vinny Cimino. He's a chef in Cleveland who Food and Wine just named one of their 2025 hot new chefs, or best new chefs. He's reinventing Midwestern classic food in his own way. He's turned the traditional, he's in Cleveland. From his part of Ohio, there's a drive-in chain called Swenson's. They do a particular kind of burger with cheese and sauce and pickles. He's doing his version of it as steak tartare. He's doing deep-fried saltines. He's doing pickles marinated in Kool-Aid. This is a guy worth listening to.
Pickles marinated in Kool-Aid.
Yeah, his grandmother used to do it. He says, you know, you can't really taste the individual flavors, but it adds a sweetness and a color.
Yeah, deep-fried saltines?
Yeah, his grandmother, who was from Alabama, it's actually an Alabama dish, but she used to make it for him when he was growing up. She would deep fry saltines, and he loves it, and he's selling it in his restaurant now, which if you go to Cleveland, the restaurant is Cordelia. My Thanksgiving episode is one of the few complete throwbacks to diners. I booked Matt Rebhan, who is the owner of a place in Florida called, I think it's Sarasota, called the Alpine Steakhouse. I had him on Diners in 2007 because he makes a turducken by hand. Now, that's a boneless turkey stuffed with a boneless chicken stuffed with a boneless duck. And by the way, if you've never had a turducken, your life is empty. Yeah, if you do it right, it's kind of like cutting a tree and looking at the rings. You get a little of everything. And in between the various proteins is Cajun stuffing with andouille. It's just, I get one, I order one shipped frozen every year. It's the best Thanksgiving on earth.
Wow. You know, we've got a hell of an interview. Anytime you can mention Muammar Gaddafi and turducken.
Yes, but if you could get a turducken, that would be, I think, the ultimate.
Culinary Characters Unlocked. Ladies and gentlemen, it's David Page. And I think, David, that you fulfilled the statement that you made at the beginning of this interview.
And I better damn well be amusing. Ah, the crowd went wild. let it be stated that I am tipping my cap in appreciation. Hey, thank you. It's been great. Take care.
The best 5-minute podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Please, please like and follow. Oh.